And when I asked them to help me, their response was that they didn't do the first part, so they didn't know how to get the second part for me. Because they asked me questions like, where did you put it? If I knew where I put it, I could do it. And so, consequently, I just had to learn to do it. Now I'm a machine. Now I can do it. Now I can fill Vicky's machine. I can fill my machine. I have burned CDs. I mean to tell you that I raised my cup of confidence. And I know now. I knew before that that computer could do that stuff, but now I know how to do it. There are things in the kingdom of God that I know God can do. I know that He wants to do, and I'm learning how to get it done. I'm learning how to raise the cup, symbolizing the salvation. This is in my salvation. Everything is in my salvation. Everything. Things that are not listed here are in my salvation. And they're probably listed there somewhere, in some way, actually. But there are things that God tells me that do not contradict this at all, but they aren't there. Roger's not in here. Promises that He's made me, He made to other people, but He didn't make them to me in the Bible. He didn't say, in 2007, I will bless Roger. Not in here, but in here He has. He didn't write in here anywhere. There's no place that it says, in 1983, a reprobate will be saved in Oregon, and his name will be called Roger. There was no place that that's written there, but it happened. And I'm confident I can lift the cup symbolizing God's salvation. I'm confident that if I will apply that to everything, that He is able and that He will. And if I will take my eyes off of all the things that surround me and get my eyes on the One who embraces me, He'll take care of everything. He will. And He will not only do that for me, but He'll do it for each one of you and everyone that you go to and tell them that you've got your cup of salvation and whatever word you want to use. But I'm confident in God. So confident in God. I was at Woods Hometown Auto the other day, and Bob needed somebody to help him load a transmission. Well, you know, Bob, you should have just said, praise God, Roger, you're here to help me load that transmission. But instead he said, oh, I got a transmission to load, nobody's here to help me. I thought, well, what am I? In my flesh, I thought about just saying, okay, brother, if that's where it is, we're just going, I don't know, but I wouldn't do that. But you see, sometimes we have everything we need right there. And we're speaking what is not the truth. We're not using everything that is at our disposal. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. God, help me. Help everyone here. Help everyone who ever hears this. Help everyone who, those who hear this, share with others. To just know that they haven't even begun to tap into the cup of their salvation. Only a tiny bit. There'll always be more. And so that's what I'll do. Because the Lord's loved ones are precious to Him. And it grieves Him when they die. You know, it grieves God when you die. When you're withering and when you're dying. You know? The Apostle Paul said, I die daily. That was good dying. But sometimes, you know, we're dying over things we shouldn't be dying. We're shriveling up over things we shouldn't be shriveling up over. We should be raising the cup of our salvation, symbolizing our confidence in what God has done for us. God watches over His word to perform it. Amen? Lord, watch over this word to perform it in all of our lives as we raise our cup to You, symbolizing the cup of the salvation, saying, Lord, that we have only begun to walk at this next level that You have called us to. And we know that we can, for we know that You are our strength. You are our ever-present help. You are the one who saves us, who keeps us from dying, who watches over our childlike faith. You are the one that allows us to enter into Your rest. In Jesus' name, amen.